Also in Baghdad today, two female suicide bombers struck the Baghdad Police Academy. The U.S. military said in a statement the bombers walked into a classroom at the academy and detonated explosive vests, killing 27 people.
Today's violence comes as Iraqis prepare for national elections on December 15th. Between now and then, NPR will introduce you to some of the lesser-known candidates running for seats in the new Iraqi parliament. First up is Hamid al-Kafari, head of the Movement for a Democratic Society. The group is small, with candidates in Baghdad and five more of Iraq's 18 election districts. Kafari says he's running in part to show Iraqis that democracy means real checks on institutional power, even within political parties. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Hamid al-Kafai is one of a small but active group of Iraqis who see these parliamentary elections as more than just a reversal of decades of minority rule by Sunni Arabs and Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. He says generations of Iraqis have grown up not having to think about elections, politics, or democracy because they were simply unattainable. Now, he says, it's as if a switch has been thrown and virtually every politician in Iraq is an expert on democracy. But he wonders how many of them understand the concept in any practical sense. As an example, he points to the major coalitions dominating this campaign: the religious Shiite bloc with its thinly veiled endorsements from imams, the Kurdish alliance with its rigid hierarchy, or the celebrity blocs headed by high-profile names like former Prime Minister Ayed Alawi or former Pentagon favorite Ahmed Chalabi. Do any of them function in any way like democratic institutions? Only his party, the Movement for a Democratic Society, does, as far as he's concerned.
We believe that Iraq should be a secular country. We believe other parties should be democratic. It has an internal mechanism where leadership is elected. We have annual conferences, and we have not found a party that agrees with this or a party that is willing to be democratic. Imagine, everyone is talking about democracy, but these parties are not democratic.
Kafai knows he's limiting his appeal when he refers to himself as secular. In the U.S., secular means non-religious. To many Iraqis, secular means anti-religion. But he says when he gets to talk with potential voters, he tries to convince them that it's not anti-religious to vote for a political candidate on the basis of something other than their religious or ethnic identity.
You know, people have been Sunnis and Shia and Turkmen and Kurds and Arabs for, you know, hundreds of years. Why bring all this now? I know that the Saddam regime used, you know, sectarianism, racism. But, you know, our aim is to remove all this and to start afresh, not to, you know, dwell on the past. We don't want that.
By focusing on the long-term goal of an Iraqi society that protects civil and human rights and mandates peaceful transfers of power from one government to the next, Kafai sometimes goes against the popular grain. Instead of joining the chorus of calls for a swift pullout of American troops, for example, he says Iraqis should wait until they're sure they can defend and police themselves. He realizes that with a short campaign season and very little money, his movement's initial impact is likely to be small. But he believes once the new parliament begins debating key issues, his ideas will catch on.
Obviously, we don't have any illusions. And we know some people will vote on sectarian or nationalistic or ethnic grounds. But I get feedback from the people wherever I go, and people are interested in our ideas. They are fed up with corruption, fed up with the deterioration of services, fed up with sectarianism. They want to be treated as human beings, as citizens, with equal rights.
Hamid al-Kafai is a candidate in the Iraqi parliamentary elections, running on slate number 729, the Movement for a Democratic Society. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.